cinematic sea of prequels, sequels, reboots, and reimaginings, the Movie Retakes podcast considers the merits and desires for Hollywood's new takes on our beloved movie classics. Brothers Matt and Chris Sully, with a special guest, examine the latest retake franchises, pitch their own original retake visions, and share their love for the movies that made them. This is Big Sully.
And this is Matt, stocking stuffer Sully. Interpret that how you want. And our special guest today is my wife,
Vanessa, the blessing, Sully.
Very good. Oh, gosh. You are a blessing.
I know.
You are.
Everybody should know. I continue to bring joyous Christmas joy throughout the year.
And that's what we're doing here today, is we're bringing you Christmas joy, because this is our Movie Retakes Christmas episode. So welcome and happy everything.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Joy to the
name,
world.
Chris Green. Name, Santa Claus. Name,
Père Noël.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. And a Happy New Year.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Be sure to follow us if you have not already over on the Twitters and the YouTubes and the Instagrams. How you doing on that Instagram? Still post all them?
I've been posting a movie countdown.
Movie countdowns.
She has.
Have you been keeping up with that? Have you watched them all, folks? You should. They're all great ones. Also, you can catch us almost every Wednesday on Twitch where we do our probably now famous movie trivia. I'm sure everybody's talking
World
about
renowned.
It. Uh-huh. That's right. And, of course, the website, movieretakes.com. But first, what you watching?
Oh, man. Well, I've been busy lately, traveling to cons and whatnot, streaming for charity. Haven't had a whole lot of time for the TV watching, but did catch the first two episodes of Hawkeye on Disney+. Loving it so far. No spoilers. I'm a couple episodes behind, but I'll fix that up before I head to Texas. I watched a new Christmas movie that we'll talk about a little bit more here in a little bit called Love Hard that I really enjoyed. I finally remember the title of it.
A Christmas
It's got
movie?
Nina Dobrev. It is, for real. Yeah. No, it sounds like it belongs in the back room behind some swinging barn doors, but no. And what else? I'm caught up on The Rookie with Nathan Fillion because Nathan Fillion. You should always be caught up with his show. It's wonderful. It just keeps getting better and better. And, I watched the new Sandra Bullock movie, Unforgivable, on Netflix.
I watched that.
Which we should... Did you watch it too? It was really good and really emotional. Mm-hmm. Really tough to watch, but because it was so well acted and so such a good story. A lot of great names in that. I was shocked to see all the people that were in it for a Netflix movie. But really enjoyed it. Would recommend, as long as you're not in a, a depressed state to start with. You don't want to try and pile that on the on the fire if you're not feeling so great about the holidays. And then, like, my whole world lately has been about podcasts and video games, mostly. Podcasts, I got to see my brother and me live at Emerald City Comic Con. It was one of the first events in 2 years, other than seeing Metallica, where I was around a whole lot of people. And that felt awesome. And their podcast live is one of the best things I've ever seen. I was dying laughing. And then just overwhelmed with video games. All in one day, we had Halo Infinite full release with the campaign, a new Warzone map for Call of Duty, a new Fall Guys season, a new Rocket League season, and I'm missing something. Just like overwhelmed with amazing game action. I don't know. Oh, Fortnite. Whole new season of Fortnite. I don't know what to pick to play next. I have too many wonderful things to play.
Jeez.
Christmas came early.
Burdened right? with so much entertainment.
Burdened with glorious gaming.
What about you? You still playing? They got any updates on that Candy Crush? Any new crazy candy?
Oh, no. It's all the same candy. Just up in the 5,000 somewhere now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord. You've officially lost me forever now.
You've got to be insane. In some sort of... top tier, like,
yeah, I
your name's on a list.
I look if you look at this the stats or whatever, my name's in there. I just really don't know what those mean exactly. Like, you know, I'm top 10 of some of those lists. One, I was like top 5, but who knows? All it is, it just shows what an incredible waste of time.
No, not at all. Somebody's got to crush that candy.
That's true. It won't crush itself.
Evil, evil candy. You should get one of those plaques that YouTubers get when you get, like, you know, a million downloads or whatever. It should just be...
a million hours spent on Candy Crush.
Things we don't
I've want. Literally been playing it for a decade because I remember when I first... And I introduced it to you when we were home for Christmas when Isabel was teeny tiny. Yep. So she was like two, which she's about to be 12.
This is a game made for children, and now I'm at level 1,000. Thank you.
And no kids play.
That was in 3 days.
So, yeah, I showed it to Isabel, and she's like, I don't want to play that.
There's several people out there that were children when they started playing, and this now they're adults.
Right?
Wow. For real.
Candy Crush generation.
Oh, wow. Well, at least we have that to bond us.
Yeah.
We've been watching some things, too. Let's see. We watched Mayor of Easttown on your recommendation. Quite good.
I watched it again.
You watched it. That's your second time. I watched the live-action Cowboy Bebop and really ended up enjoying that. We finished Brooklyn Nine-Nine, sadly, the last season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
It was very good.
It was good.
That's a nice show to come back to. I'm sure we'll watch it again.
I love it so much.
Yeah, it's entertainment every time. And they do have those episodes where you're like, you got me. In the feels.
Dang. Right in the feels.
Truth Seekers, I finally got around. I think you had seen that already, but I got around to watching that.
Yes, I like that.
Really enjoyed it, and we don't get a second season. It's canceled.
Is it?
Oh, did they officially cancel
it? Yeah, it's officially canceled, so I was pretty upset.
Oh.
It was the right kind of quirky, weird... sort of also a bit too bloody and...
Very strange. That's so my genre, and I fell asleep twice.
Yeah.
I was out.
I liked it a lot. I got quite a few chuckles out of me. Speaking of which, we just watched Christmas Story last night. Still really, really good. We were talking about that on when we were streaming last Wednesday about getting burned out on it. We're like, are you burned out on it? Because we hadn't seen it in a couple
of
years.
Well, we were, because we were talking about that because they show it so much. We hadn't watched it in a few years. So we were like, let's watch it tonight. We had had a bottle of wine, too, and it made it way better.
It's so good.
Is it back? It's back.
It was so good.
Yeah, and just watching it from an adult perspective, you know, with the kids, you're like, geez, that's us now,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
yeah. At least we don't have to wear
it was us then, the too.
Costumes. Yes.
We were young once.
Yeah, and we got to reminisce. We were talking about, don't you remember how awesome Christmas was?
How damn magical it was?
Like, it was. Like, wow, it just didn't get any better than this. Mm. And it was true. It didn't get any better than this. it was all downhill, folks. So enjoy that Christmas while you can. I've also watched Arcane, which was that animated series, the League of Legends things. That was cool, man. That was a lot of fun. I recommend that one. I'm definitely looking forward to another season of that. We also experimented with that Oat Studios that...
I watched a couple of that.
Blomkamp? Blinkenkamp?
Yeah, you know the guy.
Crip Crap?
Crip Crap.
First episode was a lot of fun. Second episode was cool.
Really cool.
Then it got weird.
Then it got really weird.
And I'm... Because each episode is just this whole independent thing. They don't tie in any way, as far as I know, yet. And now we might not continue. So I don't know. But watch that first episode.
First and the second. The second was the one about Vietnam. That was really neat.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I liked it.
The first one's got Sigourney.
I mean, so come on. It's just
can't
really cool.
Lose.
Yeah.
She's amazing. And so for what we read on that, they were talking about these were basically, it's a collection of pilots with the concept that they may be turned into movies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting from that perspective. And hopefully maybe that first one or the second one will be turned
into. I read an article about the director of those that put it together a few years ago, and they were trying to make the first studio that would keep a set of employees on hand year-round. Because normally you start a movie project, you bring everybody on hand, you get your movie done, and then they may be out of work for 6 months until the next big project comes along. So their idea was to have a studio that has everything they need under one roof and constantly keep employees year-round and just keep producing content. And I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah, that's neat.
So that they would always be working on something. So these little projects may have been in between other movies just to keep things going. I don't know exactly where it came from, but I love that concept. Mm-hmm. Such a good idea.
Yeah, I guess if you can figure out how to keep budget coming in for something that's maybe not a full project. Well, that's an interesting experiment. Hopefully that works out, because I like that idea as well. We watched some other things, too. I watched a couple episodes of Hawkeye, started a another weird cartoon called Inside Job, which was entertaining. I finished the first season of Hellbound, which was a Korean show. Very strange, very entertaining. I'm going to keep up with that one for sure.
I want to see that after your description on our live the other night. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, it's wacky. And
what's that on?
That was on Netflix.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. And it very much gets into religion and basically how humans respond to, you know, reinforcement in different capacities and stuff. And it was pretty good. And I just finished season 3 of Titans, which that's my pretty much only DC show that I enjoy. And it's got its ups and downs, but I at the end of each season, I always have enjoyed it. There's some good stuff in there. And I think that's it.
I just
that reminds me. Did you
go ahead?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you. No, you. Oh, no,
it's
you.
It's a polite off.
That's so Canadian. No, I was just going to add.
Ladies first.
I also watched the first two episodes of the new Sex and the City. Mm. Why is the name escaping me? Oh my gosh! And just like that.
Just like that.
It did come to me.
That's an actual name.
Huge thing in the first episode. That I won't give away because it's brand new, but a lot of people are upset about it. We'll just say that. I will continue watching.
Yeah, I've seen some tweets.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's not a secret that a main character goes away, but I can't say who.
Is every episode going to have some shock?
I hope so. Well, no, there's been two, only one.
They just, that. Each episode, someone dies.
that would be the show you would want.
Yeah. Now I'm on board.
I also watched The Unforgivable.
There's a killer loose in New York.
Yeah. Just like that.
Just like that. They're all murdered.
I also watched The Unforgivable. I didn't think it was as great as you did. I did enjoy it, but it was, I don't know, it was depressing. I can't fault the acting in it. The acting, everybody was amazing. I just thought it was really depressing. And like you said, I told Matt, I went over it a little bit with Matt. There's kind of a twist at the end, and I thought the twist was kind of generic. That's all I'll say.
See, I wasn't looking for a twist. It wasn't like I was like watching an M. Night movie. So yeah. I was pleasantly surprised. It was literally like a, oh, what moment while I was watching. And that blew my socks off.
Yeah. Mm. But everybody in it was really, really good. So.
Well, hopefully you get some new socks for Christmas.
Am I?
You know, we got a slew of great trailers that just came out. That Into the Spider-Verse, the next movie, Part 1. I forget what the subtitle of it is.
But that looks amazing. This time.
Is that what it's called? And then you mentioned Titans. The guy who plays Hawkman in that, Alan Ritchson, is going to be the new Reacher in an Amazon series that debuts in January. And I love that guy, Alan Ritchson. I've seen him in panels before. He was on Blue Mountain State, which is one of the funniest shows I've ever seen. And I think he's going to be a mega star after Reacher hits.
I think
they're going to have him in everything.
Is he a
perfect casting for Reacher, I think. The only problem is I watched the trailer for it, and they keep giving him these little one-liner kind of things. And I'm like, that's not quite right. So I'm not sure if they're trying to give it a little bit more levity.
They are.
Which is fine, probably. But at least he fits the bill. Like,
you're too close because you've read all the books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am a big Jack
you're
Reacher
a big
fan.
Jack Reacher
I do
fan.
Read all the books. So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm so ready for that series.
They're always fun. Lots of good material to play with. And I liked both the movies, actually, the Tom Cruise movies. Even though Tom Cruise was the right person for the role, I still thought they were really well done.
He's a midgie.
He's just a little guy.
He's just a little
tiny
guy.
Tiny pocket person.
With a big heart. That's every... I don't know. I don't know.
Only if the aliens gave him one.
Yeah. All right. Let's do some trivia. You got some stuff for us? Vanessa here has prepared some things.
Stuff.
You want to tell us how this is going to go down?
I'll give you an overview. So... We did Christmas trivia last Wednesday, and I was struck by how every single question Big Sully would go, I would have known that.
I know I didn't say it on everyone.
And all I heard in my mind was challenge accepted.
Yeah, so I did this to myself.
This trivia is called, I would have known this one, a Sully Brothers Christmas quote, Hoobilation Jubilation.
Oh, wonderful.
Hoobilation Jubilation. Yes.
The way it's going to work. I'm going to say the quote. Whoever knows it, what movie it's from, just say. That's 1 point. And if you can then tell me who said it, 9 times out of 10, there's 10 of these. It is not the main character. I'll tell you that. I think there's one where it is.
Okay.
That'll be another point. I just realized I don't have anything to keep points with. Is there a pen in here?
I'm sure we can.
Okay, fine.
Well, at most we're talking 20, so you could just line up some toothpicks.
That's double digits.
you shoes and socks off, you're good.
I don't have socks on. There we go. All right. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Number one.
Is there a sound?
Just say the name.
Oh, okay.
If you know it.
Is that the quote?
Yes. Number one. And I'm sorry, you'll get this later. Boy, that dick sure knows how to drink, huh?
Crickets. Insert crickets.
Did you hear me? Boy, that dick sure knows how to drink, huh?
These are all Christmas movies?
Yes.
I'm just going to say Arthur.
Arthur's not a Christmas
movie. Arthur Christmas. Arthur Christmas. Yeah, it is.
If you add Christmas on the end. Trading Places. I don't know.
It is the homeless guy in Scrooge.
Oh.
When they think he's Richard Burton.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Jeez, whiz.
That was a deep one.
We failed miserably on question one. Yeah.
Do we go negative on that?
Yes, you both lose a point. You both have to take off your shirts.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait. Okay. Number two.
Audience at home can pretend.
I'll be hanging around the mistletoe hoping to be kissed.
Jeez, these are tough.
Well, yeah.
Right.
You know I don't play.
Love Actually?
Point for Chris.
Oh, it was a guess and he nailed it. I'm going to say that Rick Grimes said it.
Nope.
The guy from
The Walking Dead.
His name's not in that movie though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you remember when it turned into a zombie movie? It was great.
You're not giving him a point.
Oh.
You tally that point. So yes,
tally
Love
that
Actually.
Point,
it was Mia, the little office tart that's trying to get a hold of Alan Rickman.
Boy.
Yeah.
I saw that movie once.
Number three. Faith is believing in something when common sense tells you not to.
This really rings a bell. You're not going to go Scrooge twice.
No. Matt looks really confused right now.
I don't know.
You're really disappointing me.
Jeez, this is hard. It's a Wonderful Life.
No.
Yeah, it's not like the quote is, the blessing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I tried to stay away from the one line. I was like, I can't do anything from this movie. Every single line is a one-liner.
Oh, for real. I have no clue with this Faith one.
It's Miracle on 34th Street. And
see,
it's Fred Gailey.
Go sappy.
Okay. Keep coming.
Am I eating because I'm bored?
Oh, that's the Grinch.
Got one.
Yay.
Dang it.
Who said it?
Well, that's not fair. It's Jim Carrey. <There's> only...
Somebody with a rhyming first and last name.
Okay.
Yeah.
You say you hate Washington's birthday or Thanksgiving and nobody cares, but you say you hate Christmas and people treat you like a leper.
Ooh, that one at least seems familiar.
Yeah, that's very familiar. Oh, Gremlins.
There you go. I'm like, if you don't get this.
Yeah. Phoebe Cates.
He gets 2 points.
Wonderful.
Woo!
Now we're running.
And I'm wearing the sweater.
That's what I was like, if you don't get this. All right, next. All kids, no parents. Probably a fancy orphanage.
Home Alone?
Yes. Who said it?
And I'm going to go with Joe Pesci.
2 points for Chris.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I've seen that once in the last decade.
Next. Why don't you kiss her instead of talking her to death?
Oh, that's It's a Wonderful Life.
Matt got one. Who says it?
The guy on the porch?
That's his name.
No.
It's the old man on the porch.
No. Holy crap. Nicely done, sir.
Very, very good. Next. You guys have to get this one.
Oh, yeah.
We're all out of glue.
Oh. Out of glue.
Elf.
No.
Dang it.
It's a good guess. That would have been 6-inch ribbon curls.
Exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking in that scene somewhere I forgot a part where they were like building stuff.
Can't think of it.
We literally watched this last night.
Oh, was it Christmas Story?
Christmas Story. No way. When she breaks the lamp.
Oh, yeah.
He used all the glue on purpose.
On purpose, yeah.
God dang it. Electric sex in the window.
Yeah. Exactly. He keeps rubbing its left leg.
He's constantly touching it.
Ralphie.
And as a kid, that did not make any sense. But as an adult, it totally makes sense.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Number 9. That is exactly why you want a high-quality fire extinguisher right in the kitchen.
Ooh.
Really funny.
I'm going to go Christmas with the Cranks.
No.
God dang it.
Christmas Vacation?
No. It is the Santa Claus.
Oh, yes.
At the beginning when he brings the turkey. Other Tim Allen Christmas movie.
Yeah, I was like, you're on the right track. Those flames are really big. Yeah, turkey's funny that way. I love that movie. It's hysterical.
Yeah, it has some good laughs for sure.
And last. I never thought it was such a bad little tree. It's not bad at all, really. Maybe it just needs a little love.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
There you go. Who said it?
Lucy?
No.
Gah.
Linus.
Nice.
And that's it.
Big Sully wins.
I win.
You got 6. I got 4. Nice work, sir.
Very good.
I pulled a couple of those right out of my...
Thank you very much.
Pulled a couple of those right out of the backside.
That was excellent. All right.
Good quotes.
Yeah,
that was very tough.
That was really good.
Thanks.
Okay. And we do have another segment for you. You're already doing the dance. We're calling this one Precious Moments. So the idea here is, rather than recommending just movies that we like, obviously there's a lot of Christmas movies that everybody recommends to each other, we're going to talk about our favorite scenes from some of our favorite Christmas movies. By category. So the idea here is that we could talk about the funniest moments from Christmas movies, the most dramatic, the heartwarming.
Dramatic/heartwarming.
Heartstring tugging sort of things. And action-packed.
Action!
He really struggled in that middle
action. The editor.
Santa's coming in a panzer!
So we got comedy, we got drama, we got action.
All right.
Who wants to start?
Why don't you start us off?
Me?
Which one are we doing? Which category?
Okay, I want to do some funnies.
All right.
For me, it's when the Grinch goes to the Hoobalation celebration. Speaking of Hoobalations. And he's first he's in the, like, that getup, like that yodeler getup thing that he, because he steals it from the guy who's actually on the mountaintop. And then he goes down
the yodeler.
And, yeah, and then they make him put on that sweater that lights up and eat all the food and play in the games. So like that whole sequence, I crack up every time.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
so funny.
He's so ridiculous.
Every time. I have some runner-ups.
Are we supposed to do runner-ups?
I don't know. I just thought it would fill some space.
He's that guy. Choose one. He gives us 4.
Yeah, that's right. Runner-ups for me are Christmas Vacation, when the tree catches fire and the cat gets electrocuted and all that. Like, that's just great stuff. And then Dan Aykroyd in... Trading Places. When he's eating that fish through his beard.
That's
disgusting. It's so gross. But I laugh every time.
That is so nasty.
Sorry if I stole any from you there.
Go ahead, big brother.
It's got to be Christmas Vacation, but it's filled with so many wonderful moments. It's hard to pick one, and I think my answer will change every few years because another part will really get to me. But I don't think you can beat freaking the scene at the dinner table with Aunt Bethany. Yeah. The whole, like, when she starts doing the blessing and saying the statue or the Pledge of Allegiance. And just that whole interaction
She's
at the
so
dinner
cute.
Table. I could quote the whole thing. It's so funny. I love it.
I love her and her husband. And he's just like so frustrated with her because he's done.
You couldn't hear a dump truck drive through a nitroglycerin
Grace,
plant.
She died 30 years ago. She's so cute.
They do a great job. You're right. With all the characters there, like they're each so strong. Like you really get an idea of
the family
and then how they have to interact with each other. And there's like nobody really gets along.
He probably just went nosing through the trash or something. Oh, he got it up.
Yeah. He's just yakking on a bone.
Nose and gosh. It's perfectly natural.
All right. For me, nothing beats The Ghost of Christmas Present, Sweetie Pie, Carol Kane, and Scrooged. I purposely stayed away from Christmas Vacation because I knew one of you would pick it. But that part kills me every single time because she's so cute. And she's got that little voice.
Yeah.
But she's got the mouth of a trucker. And she's like so violent. Yeah. It's just, and that crazy just maniacal laugh. Like,
she is scary.
She's a little scary. That's like one of my favorite scenes. That's probably one of my favorite Christmas movies anyway. I'll watch all year round. But I love that scene.
That's true.
I mean, what other movie does somebody get slapped with a toaster repeatedly?
Blow them. Close your eyes.
With a toaster. Yeah, that, every time we watch that, I'm looking forward to her part.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's great. Okay. Let's move on to action. If we all don't have this, I'll be shocked. It's John McClane jumping off the exploded roof with nothing but a fire hose.
That's pretty rad.
Nothing says Christmas like Nakatomi blowing its top.
I have a twist on the same thing, and that is it's not Christmas unless Hans Gruber falls.
Yes.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
I saw somebody the other day made a it's a advent calendar, but instead of the individual doors for the days, it's him falling 25 stories to Christmas. I
now that he's
love
dead
it.
Is that in bad taste?
I don't know. I think it's a celebration.
Is it still good?
It's a celebration of his acting.
I love that movie, though.
Every year, they get to bring him right back up to the top.
That's true.
There is zero debate that this is a Christmas movie.
Exactly.
I hear people talk about this all the time. It is in everybody's top Christmas movie lists.
Mm-hmm. It's in my every holiday list. We just watch it all the time.
Yeah, it's appropriate for every holiday.
It's appropriate for every week.
I mean,
I could watch it right now. I probably watched it a couple of months ago.
Day,
I'll watch it again.
It is a romance.
It's a romance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
A romance, action, comedy, Christmas.
A bromance as well.
It's a bromance. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huey Lewis is in it.
It's not.
Oh, my
Huey
God.
Lewis. May as well be.
But yeah, it's pretty much Huey Lewis.
Okay.
All right. What do you got there, bro?
So oh, Fabio.
You did Hans Gruber. What do you have?
Oh, that was him. Again, I chose something else just because I knew one of you would pick Die Hard. So for me, I found a new Christmas movie to add to our repertoire. Rocky IV. It's set during Christmas.
Yes.
So I'm doing an overall montage, the training montage, into the subsequent Cold War showdown to avenge Apollo.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty rad. And it makes me feel really America before America is what it is now.
Oh, man.
American.
Yeah. It's like all those
it's
units.
It's so good.
America, violence, and Christmas all in once. Yeah, that's all you
And there's there's that song with the burning heart.
Yeah.
This is the montage. Come on.
Yeah, it's a great song.
That montage of him training in the snow
yes.
and in the barn with the big thing of rocks. And yeah,
lifting up the thing with all the people
manly.
In it. He's lifting like a log and like, oh yeah, this is going to be good.
Old school training.
Old school.
CrossFit before there was CrossFit.
Exactly.
That's right. Okay, let's move on to drama.
Emotions.
All the motions. speaking of emotions, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, you're cheating.
Every damn time. The end.
You too. He gets weepy.
Misty-eyed when the whole town comes together to help George, and he's back with his family, and Clarence gives him the book, and it's got the inscription on there. No man is a failure who has friends. You can't stop my crying.
No, I've seen it.
Boo.
We literally watch that every Christmas Eve. And we'll watch a lot of these movies throughout the year, but that one we won't touch until Christmas, purposefully.
Yeah.
And we both cry every time. So good.
Too much. What do you have?
Yeah, for me, I'm gonna throw a real twist into this because this is... I don't watch a lot of Christmas movies I would consider... like dramatic or too sappy. I usually stick with the comedy and the Die Hard and the Gremlins, but I just watched that new movie Love Hard that has Nina Dobrev from Vampire Diaries and the stand-up comedian Jimmy O. Yang. And I really, really like it. But there's a scene towards the end where Jimmy Yang just wants to make candles. That's like his passion. He wants to make man-scented candles, not that smell like men, but for men. And he makes a candle that smells like his grandfather who had passed a few years before, that smells like fresh cut lawn and Old Spice and just a hint of, I forget what smell good flavor it was, but he is hiding this candle making thing from his father because he thinks his father won't think it's manly enough. His father finds it and he lifts that one candle and he immediately starts, he's like, oh my God, it smells just like your grandfather. Like I can smell all these notes. And when he's doing it, I'm thinking about our grandfather because he always smelled like fresh cut grass to me. Yeah. I just start bawling. Yeah. It just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was like, oh my God, his dad loves him making the candle. And I've only seen it once, but that scene just hit me instantly. And I can't wait to watch it again just for that one scene, honestly.
Oh, that makes me want to watch it. Yeah. That's really sweet.
That sounds nice.
What you'll really love about this movie is the title, Love Hard, comes from a mixture of their competition on which is the best Christmas movie, either Love Actually or Die Hard. And they talk about it throughout the film. So it's like a film about films. It's perfect for our audience. You got to watch Love Hard. Cool. Get past some of the cheesy moments, the easy to spot tropes, but it's really good.
I can handle those for Christmas movies, though. Sure, they get kind of a pass.
Love Hard.
For me, this is a hard one because there's like, I could have named 10 easily, and TV shows too, because they always have really good Christmas episodes. Mm. But for me, the last time I remember just being, was The Family Man with Nicolas Cage. Mm. And it's that scene right before, if you've ever seen it, he's like this Wall Street jerk and goes to live the life that he may have had if he had stayed with this girl, which is like, you know, normal people, and he has to go back to his real life at the end, and he doesn't want to. Mm-hmm. It gets me in the feel. That little girl he has, and she's like, you know, and she finally is discovering him and stuff. Oh my God, it's too much. Yeah. That one gets me every time. It's very sweet. Mm-hmm. And then he wakes up and he's all sad.
Jeez.
But it has a happy
ending. Yeah, I saw that once. Who's the female? Is that Taya Leone?
Yeah. Yeah, and she's really cute. Yeah,
I like her in certain movies. I love her in Bad Boys, and I think I remember liking her in this too.
I like her. Mm-hmm. Don't you?
Yeah, she's all right. She was right on the cusp. Like, she did big movies.
Yeah, she had some shows too.
I don't know, whatever. I'm sure she did.
She played the vice president or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay,
cool. She was married to Duchovny.
Wow. Well, so
doesn't that make
won.
Her cooler?
Yeah,
I think they were married. They were together.
If David Duchovny is the goal,
is that your goal?
Yeah. I had some runner-ups on the other ones too. With the dramatic stuff, It's a Wonderful Life again when George confronts Mr. Gower about the medicine he screwed up
when he's a little boy.
He's a little boy, yeah, and he gets smacked in the ear, and they're all just crying and stuff. Man, that's a tough one for me. And Home Alone when Kevin talks to the old man in the church about his family. You know,
sees the old man hugging his granddaughter.
Both, I guess, kind of his story. It's really good.
We were just talking about that. That one gets me at the end, too, when Kevin's, I guess because I'm a mom now, when Kevin sees his mom and he's kind of mad at her at first, and she gets really scared that he's not going to come to her. Like, that part gets me every single time. I cry. It's very sweet.
Action runner-ups, pretty much every Shane Black movie, since the guy loves Christmas. Lethal Weapon, Last Boy Scout, Long Kiss Goodnight, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Iron Man 3, yeah. Like, they all have, you're going to find some quality action in there. So if you need an excuse for that, just look up any movie Shane Black has written, and you'll find
he wrote all
crazy
of those?
Niche.
Yeah.
He just weaves Christmas in to add an element to it. What's genius?
Yeah, apparently it connects with everybody because we all love those movies. So
yeah,
really great stuff.
Super smart.
Are they all as good? Well, I know Lethal Weapon, but are they all as good as Die Hard?
No. But they're worth a viewing.
What is?
I love Lethal Weapon. I think Lethal Weapon's up there. That for me. I love that movie.
Lethal Weapon's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Nice Guys was so much better than I thought it was going to be. It's a really good movie. I want to watch it again. And the other ones I've seen, like a Long Kiss Goodnight, I like a lot. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang and Last Boy Scout, I've seen those maybe. Well, not Last Boy Scout. I think we watched a bunch when it was first out, but I haven't seen it in years.
I haven't seen it since then. It's Damon Wayans, right?
I rewatched it a few years ago.
Bruce Willis.
I love Damon Wayans.
I love that movie.
Yeah. But it's been a while. Hopefully it holds up.
It's still good. I watched it just a couple years ago, and yeah, it has the 90s feel to it, but it's got so many great scenes.
Yeah.
Touch me again, and I'll kill you.
That's right. I remember that. And then he does. Spoiler.
Oh, no.
All right.
Tripped, fell across the room, and stuck your in my wife? Yeah.
So Christmassy.
That's you our Christmas card. You can hear
the jingle bells. All right, folks. Those were our favorite moments from our favorite Christmas movies. I'm sure you have your own. Go watch them. Enjoy your Christmas.
Watch them all.
Leave some reviews for us on the podcast if you haven't done that yet. Make sure and join us on our streams. We're hopefully getting to those just about every Wednesday, but check our Twitter to keep up with that, whether or not we're having trivia that night. Anything else for Christmas wishes for everybody out there?
Everybody stay safe. That's all I got. Take care of each other. Call somebody up you haven't talked to in a long time and tell them you love them.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas.
I'd love to hear anybody who has or from anybody who has Christmas movies that maybe are more niche that we've never seen before. Because as I was looking up these lists, there's a ton of movies I either forgot were based in Christmas or I just haven't seen that have people in them I like. I want some new Christmas movies. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's my hope for the next year's episode is some new movies that nobody's really watched. We can new recommendations.
Yeah, go watch Love Hard.
Yeah.
Check that out. But I agree. I hope everybody has a wonderful, safe holiday. And honestly, like Vanessa said, don't let a loved one get away just because you haven't had a chance to connect with them. We don't know when we're going to lose people in this crazy world. And Christmas is a great time to come together and catch up with family. So do that and make some happy moments that you can have forever. Your own Christmas happiness.
Mm-hmm. Well said, bro. Merry Christmas to you.
Yes.
Nerds unite. Merry Christmas, y'all.